We'll start. Yeah,
okay.
No, we will start because today I have to go right on time because I have a meeting in Bat Yam, 11 o'clock, and I have to go through Petach Tikva and Yismach Moshe.
Okay, it's okay.
Don't worry. It's okay. Parashat Hashavua, Lech Lecha. Now, this is a very important parasha. There's a lot to talk, really a lot to talk, because, you know, always if somebody will ask you what sefer do you like the most, so on the face of it, everybody will say Bereshit. Oh, it's full with beautiful stories. But real truth is that they are not stories. They are really telling us how we should live. And, you know, they say, Derech Eretz Kadma LeTorah. So, before you learn Torah, you have to be a mensch. So, okay, what does it mean? We know that everything is in the Torah. So how do you say, Derech Eretz Kadma LeTorah? What does it mean? The real thing is that when we look at Sefer Bereshit, I don't know if we talked about it, but it starts with the creation of the world, and then it's being asked, why did the Torah start with the creation of the world? The Torah is a law book. So it should start with the first mitzvah, which is not here anymore. Like the whole Sefer Bereshit is not talking about it. So the answer is Koach Ma'asav Yigid La'amo Latet Lahem Nachlat Goyim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show the whole world that he created the world, and because that he created the world, so he is the one who can give it this land, Eretz Israel, to anybody he wants. So he can take it to the Canaanite, and then he takes it from the Canaanite and gives it to us. Okay. I'm not going to go into this answer if it's satisfying enough or not, but the point is that this is maybe the first chapter. But after then, we have the whole story with Noah and with Avram and with Yaakov. Why do we need all those stories? You know, if you want to tell it, okay, tell it at the end or whatever. So the answer is very good for the first chapter. But what's going on? We still don't get the first mitzvah. And a beautiful answer is being given, that this is exactly the idea of Derech Eretz. The whole Sefer Bereshit is the Derech Eretz Shekadma LaTorah. In other words, of course that the Derech Eretz is in the Torah. And it starts the Torah. That's why Sefer Bereshit is a real teaching of how to be a mensch, how to be Adam. That's the Derech Eretz. And if we look through it, we find it. All the stories, the first war, we find jealousy, we find righteousness, we find all those things we find in Sefer Bereshit. And one of the main basic things is in our parsha. It says to Avram Avinu, Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladetcha u'mibet avicha el ha'aretz asher areka. Go away from the land and from the house, your neighborhood, and from the house of your father. And it's not organized in the right way. Because, you know, let's, for example, we are now here in Ra'anana, and Rehov Achuza, okay? So I will tell you, I want you to go out of Eretz Israel. Then go out from Ra'anana, and then go out from Achuza. If I go out of Eretz Israel, already I'm there. So why is the Torah? The Torah should just tell us, go out of your home, then go out of your neighborhood, and then go out of the country. But it doesn't say it this way. It's in a different order, which is very strange. And there are a lot of lessons to be learned from this order. And we haven't got the time to talk about all the differences, but one of the main ideas is a beautiful idea that when you start to build something new, sometimes you have to cut all the old habits. Because if you are still with the old habits, it's very, very hard, if at all, to make it, to make the change. So a lot of times when somebody has to make a change, he moves to a different environment. But to move from one spot to the other spot in one go, let's say, for example, if I take somebody who lives in England, used to the cold weather, and I take him now and I'm putting him in the middle of Africa, do you think he's going to survive?
No.
He's not going to survive. And if I take somebody from Africa, from the Sahara Desert, heat, unbelievable heat. I'll take him now and put him in the middle of the winter in England. What's going to happen to him? He's not going to survive. Because it's a change, a sudden change that he cannot go through, the body cannot stand it. So what should we do? We should take him step by step. So we take him from England to a nearer country, to the Africa, and then another step, and then another step, and then slowly but surely he will get used to it. In other words, in order to do things in the right order and make sure that you get to the target, you cannot do it suddenly. You cannot jump from the first floor to the 20th floor. You have to climb all the floors. So the same thing is spiritually. You cannot tell somebody, leave everything. 1 minute. First of all, leave the habits of the country. That's easy. The society you live in, there are a lot of bad habits that, you know what, I'm not going to behave like this. Then we go to the next stage. Now, all your friends, your neighbors, now take off their wrong habits. Another stage. And then the most difficult thing is your home, your parents. You have to leave all the education you got at your parents' house, if it's, we're talking about a wrong education, of course. That's the most difficult thing. And that's what the Torah is telling us. When you want to go on your way, on the right way, you do it by stages. First of all, you leave the easier thing, then the more difficult, and then the most difficult thing. That's why the Torah is telling us, Lech Lecha, first of all, go away from your land. Then go away from your neighborhood. And then go away from your home. And the other lesson here is, what is this all about? Lech Lecha. What's Lech Lecha? Lech Lecha is really what each one of us goes in life when we go to our, let's say, our tests in life. In other words, Avraham is the symbol of the neshama. Avraham is the symbol of the neshama that comes down to this world, put it in a body, and then start life. But what for? What do I do here? I have to go through all the stages of life in order to get where? Back there. So in other words, it's a journey. And the journey is being told us in our parsha. Lech lecha me'artzecha. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling to each one of us, Lech lecha, start walking, go on your way. There are going to be experience, tests, difficulties, good times, bad times. This is all a part of what you have to do in this world. And each one of us has different tasks. Each one of us has different things to go through. But each one of us has to go through it. They say, Lech lecha rishon, Kelech lecha acharon. Lech lecha, says Rashi, go for your own benefit. Letovatcha. So I can understand it in the first case. That's the first nisayon. But the Torah tells us that the last nisayon is when Avraham Avinu is being told, Kach et bincha et yechedatek, your only son, velech lecha, you see the same phrase, lech lecha el eretz amorea. What should you do there? Slaughter your son. Is this letovatcha, for your own favor? And the Midrash says, Lech lecha acharon, kelech lecha rishon, lech lecha rishon, kelech lecha acharon. It's the same test. The first one and the last one. Ah, now I cannot understand it. How can you compare? And you know what? Let's look at the first test. What is Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Avram? And let's think, is Avram very popular in the place where he is?
No.
Definitely not. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling, Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mulatcha mibet avicha, el ha'aretz asher areka, go to the land I'm going to show you, and, ve'escha legoy gadol va'avachah, I'm going to make you a big nation, I'm going to bless you, I'm going to make your name great, and you will be blessed. Wow. Let's imagine to yourself, God is approaching us, telling us, and we live in a very bad neighborhood. You choose whatever neighborhood you want. what's the neighborhood here? I don't know what the other side, what's this is called? Shkunat HaTikva. Okay? In a slam. And you're not very likable in this area. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to you. Listen. Yankale. I want you to leave home. Difficult. But I'm going to send you to New York. You're going to have a mansion in the middle of Manhattan. You will have all the second thing. Half of New York is going to be belong to you. And then you will have, also spiritually, you will have a huge shul with all the books you want, money as much as you want. You're going to be blessed. Everything you're going to touch is going to be gold. Now, I'm telling you, are you going to do it or not?
No.
Probably, yes.
I will never do it.
Why? You will not leave the slum in order to go to a better place?
I wouldn't want to go back to New York.
No, I'm not telling you. I took New York as a sample. I took New York as a sample. You're right. But that's, in a minute we'll get to it. But the real idea is that you're offering a guy
everything,
and you call it a test. Who would say no? So what test is it here? And then you compare it to the last test. Take your son and sacrifice him? Well, I cannot understand it. How can we compare this? And nevertheless, lech lecha, it's for your own favor. So I understand the favor in the first test, but I cannot understand the favor in the last test. But that's exactly why we don't understand really how great Avraham Avinu is. Because the Torah is telling us in one word that is being changed. Tell us a big story. Who is really Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu is listening to what God is telling him to do. He's doing it right away, but that's the way he does everything. Vayomer. Every time it's written Vayomer, it's a verb that means you get an order. It's a hard thing to do. It's hard. Vayomer. When it's written Daber, to speak in a different verb, this is a good thing. Oh, sorry. On the contrary. Vayomer, sorry, the opposite. Vayomer is a hard thing, as I said. But when he sees it a bear, this is a good thing. Sorry.
Again.
Let's do it again. Vayomer is a good thing. If you're going to get a point into something good, if you're going to get a lot of money. No, it's okay. Vayomer, it's a Hebrew word. And yedaber is a hard thing when you're getting ordered to do something and it's difficult. Now, see a very interesting thing. What's written? Vayomer. In other words, what do we have here? Something good. Lech lecha ma'artzecha. As we said, you're going to be a millionaire, you're going to have a big family, you're going to have... beautiful. What is Avraham Avinu doing? Vayelech Avraham kasher. Now, what should have been written? Kasher amar Hashem. But that's not what's written. It's written Kasher Diber Elav Hashem. Not Vayomer, Diber. In other words, Avraham Avinu is doing what God is telling him, not because he's going to be a millionaire, not because he's going to be blessed, but because God ordered him to do it. That's why the Torah is trying to tell us that for Avraham Avinu, it really doesn't matter what God is asking him. It can be sacrifice your son. It can be give $1 million. And it can be a millionaire. For Avraham Avinu it's the same. As long as he is doing what God is telling him to do, it's okay. That's what he wants to do. He wants to do what God is telling him to do. Otherwise, nothing matters. And that's the big test that we're talking about, comparing this first test to the last test, to tell us that at the end of the day, for Avraham Avinu, it's all the same thing. Now, it's very difficult for simple people, but the idea behind it is that if God gives us a test, we can go through it. And here is another point. God doesn't test us with things that we cannot do. So you will ask yourself, what is a test? God wants us to do all those tests. Does it mean that we have to be successful in the test?
No.
We just have to try to do the test. And that's a mistake that a lot of people think. They think, God tested me and I failed. No. You failed if you didn't do anything. If you tried, that's a test. If you go to the test, that's the test. If you got 10 or 5 or 4, that's a different issue. But the thing is, God wants you to try. So sometimes, even if you're not successful, if you try, that's your test. Yetzer Hara tells you, you failed the test. So what's going to happen next time? You're not going to try anymore. And that's exactly what Yetzer Hara wants us to think. If I went through a test and I failed, if I tried, I didn't fail. Because we don't know our limits. We don't know. God knows. And God knows. He tried. So I know. That's what he can do. That I have to give a test that you have to go higher and higher, because otherwise you won't do anything. So I have to upgrade the level in order for you to try harder. But don't worry. I know. God knows exactly what we can and what we can't. So there is no excuse. We have to try to go. There are a lot of... It's a very complicated issue. But the idea is that whatever God does is for our own benefit. And that's why also the Torah is Lech Lecha Letovatcha. It's for our own favor. Why? Because we don't see the whole picture. We all know that at the end of the day, Akedat Yitzchak didn't happen. He didn't sacrifice his son. And God, of course, knew it right in front. So was it for his own favor? Of course it was. But when you being on the test, you don't know it.
Exactly,
Abraham didn't know. I'm saying he didn't know it, and that's the power of faith he had. That's exactly why Abraham Avinu is the father of our nation, because deep inside, you have to understand, deep inside he knew that whatever God is asking him to do is good. That's the point. God is not evil. God is good. Is a definitely good. It's good and only good. Now, if you believe in this, it's much easier to go through life. Because even if you go through a bad experience, a bad period of time, very bad, you still know God is there. And God is not doing something to hurt me. If it's hurting me, it's only for my own benefit, like a surgery. I must tell you a personal story. A few days ago, I had a burglary in my house. The first floor didn't touch, the second floor didn't touch, the third floor they ruined everything, throw everything out. They stole all my wife's jewelry. The feeling is very bad. Especially when yesterday night we've been at a wedding and my wife didn't have any jewelry to put on. Nothing. Very fancy wedding, everybody with all the jewels, and my wife's got nothing. Now, how do you look at it?
So
you can be very sad and ask God, why did you do this to me? What did I do wrong? Or you can take it into yourself and say, Gamzu letova. Who knows what was really happening in heaven, and maybe something terrible should have happened. And Baruch Hashem, nobody touched me. Nobody touched my wife. Nobody. Nevertheless, first floor wasn't touched. Second floor wasn't touched. The third floor, after we organized everything, no damages. Of course, they stole what they stole. But normally, when they do those things, they ruin. You have to bring people to fix half of the house. So you see that even when God is doing something, he's doing with mercy. So, what can you do? You can look at the empty side, and you look at the full side. At the end of the day, what is jewelry? What is it? Nothing. And God wants to show you. You know, I give you jewelry today, tomorrow I can take it. But be aware what is.
Ben went down the drain in the swimming pool.
Kaparat avonot, we say. We say gamzu letova. And you know, when you don't go through it, and I say God is doing everything in a purpose and in the right time. So especially before Lech Lecha, that's what's happening to me. And God is telling you, this is your test. This is a part of your tests. And unfortunately, let's see how you're dealing with it. So if you're going to take it nicely, Baruch Hashem. And it's very easy to talk. It's very easy to talk. But when you go in and you see what happens, and then three days later, when we go to a wedding, and your engagement ring that you gave your wife 34 years ago is not there anymore. Well, and all the other jewelry.
She didn't wear it.
Didn't wear it. No, didn't wear it. And this is a test. And each one of us has his own tests. It's also something, it's a big test. It's a big test. And we have to realize that if I believe that God is good, so even the Shoah is good. I cannot see it, but I have to believe it. Now, if you believe that this world is only temporary, we have no problem. Why? Because if this world is temporary and we went through hell here, it means that up there we're going to get heaven. If everything here is brilliant and shining, it means that we have a problem. Why? Because God is paying us here instead of paying us up there. Of course, it's a matter of belief. I ask God, you know, whatever test you want to make me, do them easy, do them nice. Because we never should ask for a test. Never. But God is testing us. It's enough. Believe me. Don't ask for any other tests. God is testing us enough. Now, when God is testing us, He wants to see how do we deal with it. As I said, you know, we are human beings. We know we have feelings. And it's not easy. But the thing is, deal with it. And when we deal with it, and you have faith, then you can get to the level of getting things in a different way, in a nicer way. And it's, believe me, it's like this wise man says, if there was no belief, should have invented it. Because somebody believes, it's much easier for him. So in other words, it makes me easy also here in this world, not only the next world. And if we believe that there is a next world, and we should believe in it, and there are a lot of proofs for it, so what's the problem? It's difficult. They say it's difficult in training and easy in the in fight. That's what it is.
What about the evil inclination in the people who did it?
See, what we say is megalgelim schut al yedei zakai, megalgelim chova al yedei chayav. Meaning, if somebody does you good, he is a good guy. So God is doing the good through him. If somebody does evil, he is an evil guy, and God does the evil through him. But he's going to pay. On top of what he has to pay, he's going to pay also on this. And
but how does that
doing it?
That's exactly the point. I should look at the bright side, always. Baruch Hashem, no damages. Baruch Hashem, I wasn't at home, and sometimes if you're at home and they come,
kill you.
Who knows how it's going to end? So it depends how you look at things. I told you the story with Shlomo HaMelech and the birds. I'm going to tell you again. If I don't know, you remember why I'm telling everything. So there was a guy that wanted to know the language of the animals, of the birds. And he came to Shlomo HaMelech. And Shlomo HaMelech told him, it's not good for you. You shouldn't know the language of the birds and of the animals. He says, I want to know. And every day he nagged Shlomo HaMelech. At the end of the day he says, you know what? Okay, I'm going to teach you. You're going to regret it. I want to know. So he taught him. The next week he's sitting on a bench in the park, and two birds. Wow, he listens, he understands what they say. They're saying, you know, this guy, next week, all the cows he have are going to have a strange disease and die. And he says, what the? This is his name. He runs her home and sells all his cows. And he waits to see what's happening. And the next week, they all die. But they're not his. He got money for them. Why did Shlomo HaMelech say it's not good? It's beautiful. goes to the park, same bench sits, and suddenly see those two birds coming, tweet, 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 tweet. Listen, oh. And they, again, who they're talking about? Him. Says, next week, his house is going to burn down. His house is going to burn down. He puts his house on the market, gives a very good price, sells it in a few days. Waits to see what's happening. The next week, the house is burned down. Hey, he's so happy. What did Shlomo Melech say? Next week, he sits at the park. The two birds come, tweets, 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 listening. Again, they're talking about him. What do they say? Say, up there, they go to the decision that next week, this guy is dying. Now, what can he do now?
Sell.
What can he do now? So he runs to Shlomo HaMelech, says, Reb Shloime, what should I do? Listen what I heard. He says, I told you that it's not good for you to understand the language of the animals, to understand the birds. He says, look, what was happening in heaven was very simple. You did something wrong, whatever. And they decided to kill you. But they said, you know what? Instead of killing him, let's kill his cows. And he can do tshuva and everything is going to be okay. What did you do? Sold the cows. So they says, again, you know what? Let's not kill him yet. Let's burn his house. What did you do?
He sold
the house. Now what do you want then? You sold the cows. You sold the house. Now it's your turn. And that's what I'm saying. When something happens, you should always think like this. Who knows what is really the gzerah up there? And if I'm going to do the right thing and understand, Baruch Hashem, Toda Rabba. Thank you very much. It's hard, but I understand that at the end of the way, it's good. What do I learn from it? Whatever. I should try and learn from it. And this is the Lech Lecha. And another important thing in Lech Lecha is, Lech Lecha is saying to us, Lech Lecha, we should always go, not stand. You know, when you ride a bicycle, when you stop riding, what happens? You fall. The same way is in life. We came to this world to work, to achieve things, to go through tests. That's the Lech Lecha that we got here. Each one with his personal Lech Lecha. And God wants us to go on. As long as we're here, we have to go on. Never stop. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it is easy. But if we believe and we know that everything is for the good, so then the Lech Lecha HaRishon will be as the Lech Lecha HaAcharon. So the first test of Avraham Avinu, go and be a millionaire, is going to be for us as the last test. And of course, I wish for all of us that all the tests we will have will not even come closer to those tests. Let's have tests like say in the Gemara, if somebody puts his hand in the pocket and wants to take out 10 agorot to give a poor, and instead of 10 agorot, he gets half a shekel. Now, this is also a test, and this is also Yisurim. So I wish all of us that those are, that, let's say at that level, should be our test. And Bezrat Hashem, Lech Lecha Amartzecha Amlecha Bebetecha Ela Aretz Asher Areka. If we do this in the right way and try and do the right thing, then Bezrat Hashem we will get where we should go and do and fix our neshama in the best way.